The 43-foot sailboat Walk-On is easy to spot in the Haines Harbor, with Christmas lights strung up the mast and backstay. Chad and Carolyn Carvey are in Haines visiting his cousins, artists John and Sharon Svensson. It's an unusually cold January day. Temperatures are in the single digits. Inside the boat, it's cozy with throw pillows and holiday decorations strung up across the windows. An exuberant Wheaton Terrier named Spinnaker is underfoot. Carolyn is making tea, and Chad says they've just refueled and are preparing for a departure when there's a break in the weather, headed south.
Everybody said, you're voyaging in winter in Alaska. Nobody does that. And we just found that if you're patient and don't push it, go when the weather is good. Like, the weather's nasty today, nasty tomorrow, but Monday is supposed to be fine to get to Juneau.
The Carveys are spending 10 years sailing around the world. This is year two of that voyage. They started in the San Francisco Bay Area, where they both began sailing. Here's Chad Carvey.
I was a school principal for 29 years, and so when I was a teacher, I used to tell my high school students that they needed to have a dream, a goal, something to really reach for, and I figured I better have one. And I thought about what I wanted to do in my life, and I wanted to sail around the world. And when I met Carolyn, and she had the same kind of adventurous spirit, it became our dream together.
Carolyn Carvey is a graphic designer and started sailing on the bay in her free time.
Prior to meeting Chad, I had taken some women's sailing classes, seminars, and so I was already getting into that. And a good friend of mine was a captain and taught classes, and her husband was building a vessel and everything. So we went out sailing with them. I really got into sailing. Chad and I met, and then we started taking courses together.
They say they've been preparing for the past roughly 18 years and finally set sail in August 2019. They first headed up the Pacific coast. They say the Oregon coast was stormy, but getting up to Washington and the San Juan Islands was what they'd dreamed of. They'd reached the waters of British Columbia near Vancouver when the pandemic hit and borders started closing. That turned out to be a blessing in disguise.
We were kind of like a Canada boat. They treated us like a Canadian boat, whereas all the other American boats had to just either not go in or just zoom right through. And so we had a beautiful experience of just the wilderness all to ourselves in the summer.
Fortunately, during the pandemic, they were able to move their business remotely. The Carveys work as a team fundraising for nonprofits. He's an auctioneer and she's the visual designer and business manager, which moved to organizing virtual galas during the pandemic. Chad Carvey says when they reached Southeast Alaska, they were struck by the wilderness and incredible beauty.
It almost feels like another country sometime. Sometimes when you come up from California, it feels like another country. And it's a country that is right in line with what we love.
Wild.
Yeah, wild and free.
The winter has been challenging with storms and freezing gear, but they say patience is key. Carolyn Carvey says they were also struck by the small town hospitality.
Yeah, be apart from all the cities and really see what's really important in life, you know, the people that you meet and you really get to meet them. It's not just a, you know, surface stuff. Yeah, you really get to know them.
Now there's a new plan. Here's Chad Carvey.
We love it here, and we're actually going to buy property. And when we're done sailing around the world, we'll come back here to live. So we've fallen in love.
The plan now is to sail south across the South Pacific and east around the world. Then back to Alaska, where they plan to buy a home on Kuprinoff Island near Petersburg. And they also hope to have a vacation cabin in Haines near their family.
This is a dream come true. And when you have a dream, you never know how it's going to turn out. Some people have had dreams about cruising for decades, and then they started and they go, I don't really like this. And so for us, we have lived aboard our boats kind of 16 of the last 18 years. And we did enough voyaging to really know we loved it. And we love being together as a couple. You have to work stuff out because you don't have personal, you know, space. So the fact that it was not just everything we planned and dreamed, but it was better.
Now that the dream has a new final destination in Alaska, they're heading south to continue the journey. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.